talking to me.
Okay, Chris Smither. He's just incredible. I always love seeing him live. Look too forward to hearing him again. He has a great voice and incredible guitar player. What was it you wanted? So I'm going to share with you now something from Israel 21st Century. It's a website that has a lot of technical advances that are happening in Israel, and I try to pull from it. They always have a lot of stuff, but what's particularly relevant, fleets of balloons could clean CO2 from the air. Great idea. In addition to preventing new damage to our atmosphere, we must remove excess carbon dioxide to reverse existing damage. One startup has found an imaginative solution. This is an article on December 5th in this website, Israel 21st Century, by Abigail Klein Leachman. And says, in the same way that too much dressing ruins a salad, too much carbon dioxide, CO2, in the Earth's atmosphere ruins the air. This is one of the main drivers of today's environmental crisis. Climate scientists agree that in addition to preventing further damage to the atmosphere, to our atmosphere, we must isolate and remove excess carbon dioxide to reverse existing damage. But this task is like trying to scrape the dressing off a tossed salad. Boy, that's a mouthful. Which is why a new approach from Israel, capturing CO2 when it's frozen at high altitude, using high-tech materials carried by balloons, could totally disrupt the carbon capture technology world. Fascinating. They have a lot of diagrams and pictures. Humanity generates 50 billion tons of CO2 each year from electricity generation, deforestation, heating, transportation, and industry. Around half of it stays in the atmosphere, causing floods, fires, and climate change, says Nadav Mansdorf, co-founder and CEO of Ramat Gan-based High Hopes Labs. There are a lot of resources being allocated to capturing CO2 from the air, because if we don't, we are facing a catastrophe, says Mansdorf, a high-tech serial entrepreneur with high hopes for improving the world. The problem is that current carbon capture technologies are removing no more than a few thousand tons annually out of that 25 billion. A wake-up call. About 2 years ago, scientist Eran Oren phoned Mansdorf in the wee hours of the morning to share an ingenious idea. Eran called me at 4 a.m. and said he found a solution for the world's biggest problem. I think we haven't slept since then, Mansdorf jokes. Oren, a veteran of the IDF, Tal Piot program for promoting young physicists, had pored over every climate change report he could find. His research moved him from initial skepticism to all-out alarm. It's far worse than generally presented to the public, he tells Israel 21st Century. Scaling up CO2 capture seemed critical, and he drew on his knowledge in chemistry and advanced materials to propose how to do this better. The key, Oren it believed, was ultra-slow temperatures. At high altitude, CO2 freezes and becomes easier to remove from the atmosphere salad. Atmospheric salad, cute. Advanced materials that work as sponges and filters also work better at lower temperatures. We use these phenomena to make the task of carbon capture from the mixture much more efficient in cost and time, making carbon capture an actual valid solution for climate change. This is really exciting. The 4 a.m. phone call came after a sleepless night of figuring how to use balloons to do the job and confirming that nobody else had tried it. The field of high-altitude ballooning has undergone a leap in technology over the last decade, says Oren, explaining that Google, Amazon, and NASA have developed ways to drive balloons up and down in a highly controlled manner. Up, up, and away. Mylar balloons are strong, cheap, and lightweight, filled with helium or hydrogen. They can lift a payload way up high, in this case, a storage vessel for CO2. High Hopes proposes using fleets of such balloons to extract the frozen gas from the air 10 miles above ground in stages. Strong winds blow the CO2 through the vessel, and it sticks to the high-tech filter material inside. Wow. The CO2 is held under pressure at high concentrations and brought down to be sequestered safely underground. Oren explains that scientists are still working out how to utilize captured carbon. For now, it must be sequestered. Well, it goes on. I mean, this is just quite... There's a little bit left. Let's see. So, the Swiss... Now I've lost this feed again. Oh, I don't know. These headphones are not working properly. Okay, so it says the Swiss company Climeworks reports that it can capture carbon at a cost of $1,000 or more per ton. High Hopes plans to start pricing around $100 per ton and reduce it by half as they scale up. And instead of capturing 1,000 tons of CO2 per year, High Hopes aims to capture at least 1 ton per day per balloon. Wow. A fleet of such balloons could capture billions of tons. Wow. That is great. All right. So you can go to Israel 21st Century to read more about that. I think that's just absolutely brilliant. Okay. So... we're going to go to some music. As I said, WMFO Medford, Tufts University. You're listening to The Voice Mobile, and I'm your host, Joyce The Voice.
My beautiful friends, you know, in our holy tradition, tomorrow night begins a period of mourning for the Holy Temple, because the walls of Jerusalem were broken on the 17th of Tammuz, which is on Thursday. And 3 weeks later, the Holy Temple was destroyed. Let me share something with you, my beautiful friends. According to our tradition, the Holy Temple, the Holy Temple, and Jerusalem and Yerushalayim was destroyed because we didn't love each other. Everybody's holy temple, marriages go broke, they don't love each other. There was a holy temple between parents and children, good friends, between nations. It is destroyed because we don't love each other. Everybody knows, the prophet Jeremiah, Yim Yonavi, wrote the book of Lamentation. And all the holy rabbis agree he wrote it before the destruction, when he saw prophetically. Because after the destruction of the Holy Temple, you really see it. There's nothing you can say. Listen to me, the last passage. The last passage says, I want to share with you something very deep. Imagine husband and wife have a big fight, God forbid, and they get divorced, and they meet after 2,000 years. And they're still angry at each other. You know what that means? They still love each other. Because you're not angry at somebody you don't love. So we say to the one, to the only one, You're still angry at us? 2,000 years. Gewalt, are you loving us? Please take us back. Please take us back. The first part is a little bit sad. The second part is, please, Master of the world, hold out your hand. We are holding out our hand. Let me first sing the song, then let me tell you a story. I love all Netzach, and Tishkoch Eveinu, Tavar Avaz Veinu, Leyoirech Yovomim. I love all Netzach, Tishkoch.
Okay, there we go. This is from the 20th Yahrzeit of Rabbi Shlomo Kraba, Kol Chevra, and it's very interesting. Of course, I'll need my glasses. All right. This is Shlomo Kabbalah Shabbos, the Beit HaMikdash, which we just heard about in that song, and flamenco. It's by Rabbi Daniel Flieger. Shlomo always gave of himself to everyone. Now, Shlomo was my Rebbe, my teacher. He learned from everyone and everything, as shown in this transcript of how he came to use the Nigunim, that's the melody for Kabbalah Shabbos, for welcoming in the Sabbath. And the errors in transmitting what Shlomo said are my own. Reb Shlomo speaking. My friend Herbie asked me if he can have a few minutes of the way I sing Kabbalah Shabbos, so please give me harmony. Singing L'chu Naranana Arbaim Shena Tzemach Tzion. I don't want to chas v'shalom make fun of anyone, but this is the way they sing L'chu Naranana. Shlomo sings in a very hurried manner. I once asked someone to imagine the Queen of England is walking into the room. Shabbos is a queen, right? The Queen of England is walking and they sing L'chu Naranana. He sings it again very quickly. The Queen would say, what's happening? Is this a commercial for Coca-Cola? But then you change the nigun, you change the melody. This nigun I heard from an old Yid, an old Jew, that this is one of the melodies from the Holy Temple. It gives me the shivers every Friday night, sings Moshe Aharon. I want you to know that when I began, I had a few guitar lessons from a very young lady who is mamash one of the best flamenco players in the world. They gave her so much honor in the hall. She was playing on the radio every day for 4 hours playing flamenco. And in Spain, to play flamenco, a girl from New York has to be gewaltig, right? I owe everything to this girl. Anyway, one day she says, I want to play you something. He sings a melody that sounds flamenco, but also sounds like Moshe Aharon in the High Holidays in motif. She shows me that it is a composition from the 11th century Chazan, cantor, Reuven Halevi. You know, all of flamenco is based on this. Flamenco came to the Jewish people from the Beis HaMikdash. I never knew this. This is so interesting. The Hilligus Schartner during the 9 days before Tisha B'Av was in Marienbach, a famous resort in Czechoslovakia. During the 9 days, he would go for a walk with the Rebbetzin. Behind them walked two flamenco players, and the Rebbe was crying his eyes out. During the 9 days, he was so broken that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't there. That's our holy temple. He needed something to console his heart, to hear just a few notes from the Beis HaMikdash. It's just awesome. Let's sing Tzadik V'Tamar. Everyone sings a song to the Nigun of Moshe V'Aharon. You see what it is. Basically, David HaMelech, King David, brought down the world to the world that you never, ever stop singing. Never stop singing. This was the whole thing of David HaMelech. The Gemara says, David HaMelech, even in the most saddest moment of his life, he never stopped singing. Remember, that's what keeps us alive.
Tot amor without shape, without form, at the beginning and the end. I'm an oar, I'm a sail, I'm a tailor, on a boat cast adrift on the sea. And I am in your hands, where you want me to go, you take me. You are the water, the fire and the earth and the air. La breathe habit, I'll take כוכבים שנפלו עכשיו עבדו לי מילים עוברות שנים לידינו פוגשים אנשים ארמונות וערים ובונים מגדלים קמים ונופלים עכשיו בין כל השבילים מצאתי לי גם כוכב אחד ילחש לי דברים ינחם במילים יישאר לימים אור כזה שנשאר לו כבר כשנושבת הרוח כשלוחץ וקשה מתנצל מתרצל ויצחק אם תבכה יישאר אם תרצה שנשאר לו כבר כשנושבת הרוח כשלוחץ וקשה מתנצל מתרצל ויצחק אם תבכה יישאר אם תרצה Thank you.
Okay, we still have a few more minutes to go. Let's see, that was the Dan Rachel Project, or Kaze, A Light Such as This, from his CD Quarter to Six. Before that, Daniel Kainer, I think that's right, C-A-I-N-E-R, Kainer, maybe. Ki Hine Kachomer, with cantor Zoe Jacobs. Beautiful. Signs and Wonders was the name of that CD, and I thank my cousin for getting that to me. Before that, Dobie Wrestler and Die Bostoner Klezmer, Die Golden Kasana, The Wedding. Nachas von Klezmer is the name of that CD. The Wholesale Klezmer Band before that, Rumenishki Chassidl, a Romanian dance from Prayer for a Broken World. We need that. C. Landsbaum from the CD Beyond This World. Temple of Song is the name of the song. And I think that that brings us up to date. I'm going to go out with, continue on with something from Noah. And this is from her CD. Let's see if I can get this to, there we go. The CD is Noah Now. And, here's what I want to share with you. Youth Reckless Driving. Ugh, did you know that car crashes are the number one cause of teen deaths? And that half of all teens that die in a car crash. That's a huge number. But you can do something. You can do something about it. Next time you're in a car with a friend who is driving recklessly, speak up. Say something. Anything. Because there's no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There's only you. Speak up. This has been a public service message from the Ed Council and your folks here at WMFO Medford. Wow. Yeah, after the accident, nobody's left to speak up, that's for sure. Okay. Let's see. I think I want this one.
Give me your pain, give me your sorrow, give me your loneliness and broken dreams, your bad times, your worry. Now forget, give me your past, give me your family. The rusty old lock and the sparrows in flight, I'll guard it with my life. Through the long, long night, you are my eyes, you are my passion, you are my journey to where I've been. Rusty old lock and the sparrows in flight, I'll guard it with my life. Through the long, long night. me your truth. Give me your questions. Give me your longing for what will be. Give me your daydreams, your demons. Now forget. Now forget all that will be.
Though it may seem, pronto de mi país. Voy a partir mañana para la frontera, pero no me voy sola, me voy llevando dentro de mí las cosas buenas que conocí y que me hicieron siempre feliz. Voy a correr el mundo por donde quiera, voy a aprender de todo en cualquier manera. Quiero saber si existen las cosas buenas que oigo decir. Vivir la vida lejos de aquí, lejos del mundo que conocí. ¿Qué pasará más allá? ¿Qué pasará mañana? ¿Qué pasará más allá? ¿Qué pasará mañana? Canta y canta, palomita canta, lejos de tu casa. Amanta, canta y canta, alma triste canta, lejos de tu casa, solo te levantas, solo te levantas, nadie te ama, amanta, nadie te ama, amanta, solo te levantas.
What a gorgeous voice. That is Veronica Robles. La Frontera is the song, and it's written by Willie Lopez. It's from the release Del Otro Lado. She's local, but she does amazing work all over the place. Mexican heritage. Before that, Lizzie Thomas, The Very Thought of You, new sounds from the jazz age. And then Noah, Now Forget, featuring the Solo String Quartet live in Israel. And Idan Rechel Project before that, or Kaze. I think that brings us to, we're just about out of here. We'll close out with something from Putumayo CD. Might just hear a little bit of Satish Vyas, Homeward Journey. See you next week, and don't be late.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It is time travel meets the big picture. Our fourth annual holiday music battle. Yuletide blood will be shed tonight as Chris and I battle out to see who's got the coolest collection of holiday songs. We've got a great studio full of guests tonight.
We do.
We've got Terrence, we've got Winston, we've got Tony Moschetto, we've got Mike Pincus, we've got Molly, and we've got 10 rounds of holiday music. You are